I'm Neil Thomas. I'm associate broker, Lord High Poobah, whatever you want, at Coldwell Banker Fortune in Anchorage. And I got my license back in 83 or 84, something like that. I would say one of the most popular things that I've brought online, this was a year and a half ago now, is online transaction management. Again, there's lots of different services out there. My choice wound up being Settlement Room for the way I work and their pricing model. That was the right choice for me. And again, the clients absolutely love it. Doing it all online, being able to go 24/7 into their transaction. And for me, it's extraordinarily efficient. Again, I never have to stand at a fax machine doing anything. And I don't have to spend any money on help. I would say more than anything else, a good point about the technology is that it makes it possible for you to be extremely efficient, which reduces the amount of staff time and outsourcing expense that you have to incur to run a real estate business. The new advice seems to be watch your overhead and don't be too quick to spend a fortune on things that aren't necessarily all that productive, and consider outsourcing the functions that you can't or don't want to do yourself or probably shouldn't be doing yourself. And he makes two points about outsourcing. He says, if you have a one-time project, for instance, I wanted to rebrand my business, and that's where I came up with the realestate.com. Because originally it was neilt.com, and then I realized, well, that's agent-centric. Nobody gives a hoot and holler about Neil Thomas. And so I wanted to rebrand it as Real Estate. The one-time project then was to come up with a logo. Well, I probably could sit there endless hours not having much skill, but it's not something I can or should be doing. And so the one-time project is find someone to make a logo. And Russell's advice is you simply go online many times, particularly for technology-related projects. You can put it out for bid. And there's websites you can go to where you can say, I have a project that involves accomplishing this, and you will get bids back from suppliers any place in the world, frankly. Well, I happen to hear through Hinge's CyberStars logos to go or something like that and just use them because they came well-recommended, and they did a great job. So what Russert says, if you have a one-time project, consider outsourcing it and outsource it to either by bid or to a specialist that can accomplish just that. He says, then also in your operation, look at ongoing activities that always have to be done and consider outsourcing those, but understand that you don't have to look for one person who is your staff person sitting at a desk who has the skills to do four of the seven regular things, is not very good at number five and six, and never seems to get number seven right at all. Instead, you could end up with seven different people performing seven different ongoing functions on an ongoing basis, and collectively all seven of them don't charge you anything like what having one full-time staff person would charge.